It's 3 o'clock on Tuesday, and with only one way in, the line at Shriver's Pharmacy is backing up traffic down West Union Street. In the span of 10 minutes, the backup is at least 75 cars deep. Since the project to put in new storm drains, water, and sewer lines started in March, businesses on West Union say they are no strangers to blocked entrances and exits.
Everybody's losing business, everybody's hurting, and it seems like they don't really care. That's how it feels.
That's the Slice House supervisor, Brandon Jackson. The Friday before the big backup, Ben Holzer of Shriver's Pharmacy arrived at work to find the exit closed a week early. He knew the pharmacy would be busy that Tuesday and emailed the project supervisor asking for the exit to be reopened. It wasn't. Contractor Shelley and Sands is supposed to give businesses advance notice of access disruptions through a community liaison. But Athens City Council member Solveig Spielness says there's a problem.
The businesses have not gotten that kind of information. They have not been told who this person is. I'll be curious to hear if he's actually doing anything.
The frustrations with the project boiled over at the City Council's May 6th meeting. Here's the Slice House owner, John Gudekanst.
We've lost over $10,000 in the first quarter. This is disgusting. And I turned to you last time and asked you for help. What did I get? Nothing.
And here's the CEO of the Athens Area Chamber of Commerce, Kristen Miller.
While I certainly can't speak for all of the business owners on West Union, I can speak for all of the ones that I've spoken to, and there's not a single one in this room who has ever met or knows the name of this community liaison.
City officials said they would look into the issue, but 3 weeks later, businesses said they still didn't have the name or contact information. So WOUB reached out to Andy Stone.
There is a community liaison, you said.
It is a two-way communication requirement. You know, I mean, you have to make some effort to go and find the information.
Stone didn't provide contact information, instead referring WOUB to the Athens Area Chamber of Commerce. They didn't know either. Shelley and Sands also wouldn't give a name. They said to call the city's Engineering and Public Works Department. They provided the name Adam Viney and a phone number. WUB shared the information with Larry's Doghouse general manager, Dylan King.
Hello, Tom.
Hi, is this this is Adam?
Yes.
You're the community liaison, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Adam Viney told WOUB he was instructed by Shelley and Sands not to do any interviews. But he confirmed that he is the project's community liaison and also superintendent. The contract says you can't be both. WOUB reached out to Andy Stone and Shelley and Sands about that. Both declined to comment. Athens Mayor Steve Patterson says the city could have done a better job ensuring businesses stayed informed.
It was a major issue on both the Shelley and Sands part and also on our part for not getting Adam Viney or whomever out there earlier and often.
Businesses are hopeful disruption issues will ease now that they know who the community liaison is. For WOUB News, I'm Haley Sueno in Athens.